Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Sid O'Brien. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bob Spence. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Miller. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bob Miller. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Don Buford. Batting second. The center fielder, Merv Rettenmund. Batting third. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Elrod Hendricks. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Grich. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Harden. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jim Harden. And now, play ball. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Buford. May reaches second base with a double. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a pop-up towards short. Grich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a fly ball into right field. Melton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund strikes out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Buford. Josephson reaches second base with a double. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence strikes out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Josephson moves to third. Two outs. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. One out. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Josephson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller strikes out. One out. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats O'Brien for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Harden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harden bunts towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. Grich moves to second. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0 for 1 in the game. Rettenmund strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. May takes first base on ball 4. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes May. The throw from Hendricks and he is out, Grich applying the tag. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Josephson hits a pop-up towards short. Grich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Orioles. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0 for 1 in the game. Hendricks hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Josephson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Melton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-1 in the game. Spence hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hendricks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0-for-1 in the game. Knoop hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Harden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harden is 0-for-0 in the game. Harden takes first base on ball 4. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. Buford hits a line drive towards short. Aparicio catches it and throws to first to double up Harden. Two outs. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0-for-2 in the game. Rettenmund hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Rettenmund moves to second. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Brien hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hendricks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops it up and throws to first, with Harden covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0-for-2 in the game. Hendricks hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spence scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hendricks for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Melton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grich hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 2 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Buford. Melton reaches second base with a double. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Josephson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Melton scores. Josephson moves to second. It's White Sox, 1, Orioles, 1. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 2 in the game. Spence bunts towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Josephson moves to third. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berry is walked intentionally. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0 for 2 in the game. Knoop hits a fly ball towards right. Robinson catches it and throws to home to double up Josephson. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Harden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harden is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Harden strikes out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 3 in the game. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rettenmund hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Buford moves to second. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Powell is walked intentionally. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw pinch hits for Bob Miller. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harden fires to first and has McCraw trapped. There's the throw to Gritch, who tags McCraw for the out. One out. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 3 in the game. O'Brien strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 3 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Rich Morales now playing third base. Andy Echeverrin pinch hits for Elrod Hendricks. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Morales settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Josephson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gritch strikes out. Josephson drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Grich out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Andy Echeverrin now catching. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. May hits a fly ball into center field. Rhett Munn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Josephson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Melton moves to third. Pete Rickard now pitching. Bob Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-2 in the game. Spence hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Melton tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair pinch hits for Pete Rickard. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a line drive towards first. Spence reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Buford strikes out. Two outs. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rettenmund hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morales fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and Baltimore Orioles, 1. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.